23. Consider the former generations. Witness how every time the day star of divine bounty hath shed the light of his revelation upon the world, the people of his day have arisen against him and repudiated his truth. They who were regarded as the leaders of men have invariably striven to hinder their followers from turning unto him who is the ocean of God's limitless bounty. Behold how the people, as a result of the verdict pronounced by the divines of his age, have cast Abraham, the friend of God, into fire. How Moses, he who held converse with the Almighty, was denounced as liar and slanderer. Reflect how Jesus, the Spirit of God, was, notwithstanding his extreme meekness and perfect tender-heartedness, treated by his enemies. So fierce was the opposition which he, the essence of being and Lord of the visible and invisible, had to face, that he had nowhere to lay his head. He wandered continually from place to place, deprived of a permanent abode. Ponder that which befell Mohammed, the seal of the prophets. May the life of all else be a sacrifice unto him. How severe the afflictions which the leaders of the Jewish people and of the idol worshippers caused to rain upon him who is the sovereign Lord of all, in consequence of his proclamation of the unity of God and of the truth of his message. By the righteousness of my cause, my pen groaneth, and all created things weep with a great weeping as a result of the woes he suffered at the hands of them that have broken the covenant of God, violated his testament, rejected his proofs, and disputed his signs. Thus recount we unto thee the tale of that which happened in days past. Haply thou mayst comprehend. Thou hast known how grievously the prophets of God, his messengers and chosen ones, have been afflicted. Meditate a while on the motive and reason which have been responsible for such a persecution. At no time, in no dispensation, have the prophets of God escaped the blasphemy of their enemies, the cruelty of their oppressors, the denunciation of the learned of their age, who appeared in the guise of uprightness and piety. Day and night they passed through such agonies as none can ever measure, except the knowledge of the one true God. Exalted be his glory. Consider this wronged one. Though the clearest proofs attest the truth of his cause, though the prophecies he, in an unmistakable language, hath made have been fulfilled, though, in spite of his not being accounted among the learned, his being unschooled and inexperienced in the disputations current among the divines, he hath rained upon men the showers of his manifold and divinely inspired knowledge, yet, behold, how this generation hath rejected his authority and rebelled against him. He hath, during the greater part of his life, been sore tried in the clutches of his enemies. His sufferings have now reached their culmination in this afflictive prison into which his oppressors have so unjustly thrown him. God grant that with a penetrating vision and radiant heart, thou mayst observe the things that have come to pass and are now happening, and pondering them in thine heart, mayst recognize that which most men have in this day failed to perceive. Please God, he may enable thee to inhale the sweet fragrance of his day, to partake of the limitless effusions of his grace, to quaff thy fill through his gracious favour from the most great ocean that surgeth in this day in the name of the ancient king, and to remain firm and immovable as the mountain in his cause. Say, glory be to thee, who hast caused all the holy ones to confess their helplessness before the manifold revelations of thy might, and every prophet to acknowledge his nothingness at the effulgence of thine abiding glory. I beseech thee, by thy name that hath unlocked the gates of heaven and filled with ecstasy the concourse on high, to enable me to serve thee in this day, and to strengthen me to observe that which thou didst prescribe in thy book. Thou knowest, O my Lord, what is in me, but I know not what is in thee. Thou art the all-knowing, the all-informed.